Welcome to Dubs OT, your weekly Warriors podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring interviews with players, coaches, and media members. Now here are your hosts, Ray Woodson and Joe Castellano.
And welcome to another season of Dubs OT, as the Warriors look to win their third consecutive NBA championship. I'm Joe Castellano. Ray Woodson will be joining us shortly. He was at Media Day out in Oakland the other day, and we're less than 3 weeks from the opener, the home opener that will start the NBA season on October the 16th, and that's when we'll have our first Dubs OT podcast for the regular season. This is a little preview, and we're taking a look at what the Warriors did in the offseason and some of the moves they made, and we're going to hear from some of the players that were talking at Media Day and also Ray Woodson in just a little bit. But first, let's hear what Bob Myers, the general manager, had to say about the different approach that the Warriors are taking for 2018-19.
I think last year we talked a lot about how hard repeating was going to be, and it was hard. And I think Steve and I spoke, and I think he'll tell you when he's up here, I think we're going to try to move off that narrative as far as how hard this all is, and it is hard and rare for us to try and do it again. Raymond's telling me no team's gone to the finals in 60 years or something crazy, five times, I guess. But anyways, we're going to try to enjoy it. I know that sounds simple, but the goal is going to be to enjoy this journey this year, all of it, the highs, the lows, the in-between. And if you enjoy going to work, and you're talented, and you're in a good culture, hopefully good things come of that. So Steve's good at that. Steve's a great captain to lead us in the right direction. He's got a great pulse of what the team needs.
Myers also talked about Patrick McCaw, who's waiting in the wings. He has not signed yet with the Warriors. We'll see what happens there. Certainly he could be an important part of the team.
We're continuing to talk to his representatives. Conversations have been cordial. We've been talking for most of the summer. We're going to keep talking. Hopefully we reach a resolution that works for him and us. Love to get him here, and that's the plan now, to keep working in that direction.
All right, let's get some of the thoughts of Ray Woodson, who was at Media Day in Oakland on Monday.
Well, Joe, a couple of thoughts I took away from this year's Media Day. First of all, it was more low-key than the last couple of years, and there's always going to be a lot of hoopla around this team, but it was definitely a little calmer and quieter this year. Also very well organized, I might say, this time around. And I think the players know how to handle the situation now. There's really nothing new to them, and there are very few players on this planet who can say they know how to handle this kind of situation, who have been through this kind of situation, where they're looking at a finals appearance for the fifth consecutive year. I think only the Boston Celtics have done that. So it's uncharted territory, but it's also a territory that they got a pretty good idea of how they navigate through it. And last year was a very tough season. Yeah, they swept the Cavaliers in the finals, but you know, we went through it all year long, the ups and downs. There were some issues. I think that there was some butting of heads from time to time, as is natural, although it's still a pretty tight-knit group. There were some physical problems. It was a long season, as the calendar goes, and then went to China in the preseason. That was probably the worst year to pick to go to China, although I'm sure it was a great experience for these guys, because the calendar was elongated. They started the season earlier. Here you are, October 17th, boom, let's go. So they barely had time to catch their breath. And then they navigated their way through. But I think it's a little more relaxed this time around, because although they have short off seasons, they felt like they could get away and deal with the physical ailments. And, you know, guys like Draymond with the shoulder and Steph with the knee and the ankle, they had stuff to deal with, but also turning off emotionally and mentally and trying to disengage from the game for a little while, and then ramp up and kind of refresh your love for the game. And I think that's where a lot of these guys are at now. There's a little bit more peace about them. Also, LeBron James is in LA, and there's a lot of focus on that right now. And a few guys mentioned that during the media day, that first of all, it's great for the league, great for the Western Conference, which is just going to be loaded, and they're going to get to play LeBron a few more times a year. But everybody's talking about LeBron right now, and the focus isn't on them. And I think they kind of sense that. And in a small way, I think it helps them relax as well. But again, they know how to handle all the focus that they've gotten. They've been the Beatles of the NBA for the last few years now. Other thing is, when you have these championship runs, when you're playing at this very high level, it's so important to stay mentally engaged in order to try to play at that high level. There's some self-policing that goes on because these are very driven athletes that they've gathered together. It doesn't take a whole lot for them to kind of kick themselves in the seat and get going and keep mentally engaged. But this year you have Boogie Cousins thrown into the mix. And I think guys are fired up about that. And, you know, the one thing we said about the Warriors over the years is, well, they just leave the center alone on defense. It's like 4 and 5, but, you know, guys like Clay and Steph and KD are so talented, it's still a challenge for the defense. Imagine if they had a center who could score. Well, they've got that guy coming up in Cousins as he comes back from the Achilles injury. But in the meantime, it's about mentoring the three young centers, Jordan Bell, Kevon Looney, who's certainly got some good postseason experience under his belt now, and Damian Jones. So I think that's going to keep people interested as well. Jonas Jerebko, who's coming on board, should give him some help off the bench. You've got to keep things fresh. You've got the core players, but you got to mix things up, spice things up from year to year. And I think the Warriors understood that. They certainly spiced things up with Nick Young last year, but he's gone now. And that one-year experiment, you can't say it failed, but it was just time to try something new with somebody maybe a little more consistent coming off the bench. And you've got some younger players like Quinn Cook. And what's going to happen with Pat McCaw? We don't know that yet. But the Warriors have the depth to address that should they not come to an agreement with McCaw. My advice to McCaw would be, okay, find a better situation if you can, but I don't know if the market's out for there for you. You're probably just as well staying with the Warriors and continuing to develop in your career. And, of course, we know that last year he had a terrible injury in Sacramento, very scary one, and we were just glad to see him back on the court again. It'd be nice to see him in a Warriors uniform once again. So those are my thoughts from Media Day. Here in September, are we going to be talking 9 months from now about a fourth championship in 5 years? We very well could.
That's Ray Woodson. He'll be joining me every week here on thesportsvirus.com on Dubs OT. And by the way, we have some new sponsors to tell you about. Enviro Heating and Air, Mini of Marin, and Kane's Tire in San Rafael. Plus, our old standby, TPC Harding Park. They've been sponsoring the Inside China Basin Giants podcast, the 49ers Extra podcast, and the Dubs OT podcast. And TPC Harding Park, our favorite golf course in San Francisco. At TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, not only do you get to play where the pros play, but you also get to play where Warriors play, like Klay Thompson, who hosted a tournament at TPC Harding Park over the summer.
Thompson Family Foundation Golf Tournament, that was so much fun. Shout out to TPC Harding Park for hosting us. I played great too, so that always helps. Just a fun day on the course for a great cause.
All right, now let's hear from Steph Curry as he talked to the media on Monday at Media Day about the Warriors' place in NBA lore.
I think we have made history, but in terms of what's in front of us, again, you got to be able to turn the page and look ahead, and that's the opportunity that's in front of us. It gets even more, I guess, elite in terms of how few teams have accomplished the three-peat. I think only one other team has gone to the finals 5 times in a row, if I'm correct. I think the Celtics. So, like, all those things we should talk about because it's kind of rare air, but it doesn't change our process in terms of how we go through training camp and the season and building towards that. So I don't think anybody should shy away of talking about that, you know, having that conversation about what this means historically, but it should be only motivation too.
That's Steph Curry. Kevin Durant also talked about the experiences the Warriors have had and how that's going to help them going forward.
Yeah, I think any experience is going to make us stronger, especially when we keep that continuity. Coming back to this season with basically the same group of guys, I think that whole experience is only going to make us more comfortable if we ever get back into that, you know, being down 3-2 in the Western Conference Finals and winning the finals in that way that we wanted. And I think that whole experience is only going to help us going throughout the season. And we got some new guys, obviously, but, you know, with the influence of, you know, the guys that have been here already, it's going to be a pretty smooth going in.
Klay Thompson chatted with the media on Media Day in Oakland on Monday, and he talked about changing over the years as a Warriors player.
I mean, I think I was more comfortable last postseason with speaking up more than I had been in the past, and especially when our backs were against the wall, against the Rockets. I was pretty vocal in those last couple games, so that might have been a big change for me. And as far as Oracle Arena, it's very bittersweet to be leaving. You know, I've had my whole NBA career has been in that building. The fans have been so great. The staff who works there has been amazing, especially the security teams. I've known so many of those guys my whole life, I mean, my whole career. And my favorite memories, there's so many. It's really hard to pick one. Ring nights are always fun, but I remember the first playoff series we ever had there against the Denver Nuggets. My first playoff series, that was a ton of fun just because they've been itching to get back to the postseason for about 6 years at a time, five, 6 years. So it was the hype was well worth it because it was so loud in there, and it's my first taste of playoff basketball. So those are probably some of my best memories, that my first playoff run.
Well, during the offseason, there was a lot of talk about the center position for the Warriors and the acquisition of DeMarcus Boogie Cousins. Now, he won't be available at the beginning of the year because he's still recovering from the Achilles injury that he suffered last year. And that's something that Steve Kerr talked about, the center position without Boogie early on.
I could tell you, the only thing that I could tell you for sure is that Draymond will not be our starting center. I'm not going to start small and play that way all year. So opening night, the chances are it would be one of the other three young bigs, Damian, Loon, or Jordan Bell. And could be by matchup, could be by how training camp goes. But we will give all three guys a chance. And, you know, training camp will determine a lot.
That's Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. DeMarcus Cousins talked about his recovery.
I'm stubborn as hell. I thought I knew that before, but I'm really starting to realize it now. My drive is only increased. I'm seriously like a madman right now. I mean, I think you guys will see you know, a new DeMarcus on the floor. And, you know, I can't wait to get to that point just to show all the work I have put in into this injury. So I think you'll see it when the product's on the floor. But when it comes to this team, I mean it's basically there. You can see it on paper. On paper, it looks great. Of course, we got to go in and put the work in, but the potential is scary for this team, and it's on us to, you know, bring that potential out.
Of course, Sean Livingston knows what it's like to be out of action for a while with a serious injury, and he talked about the recovery that Cousins has been facing.
It's incredibly, like, frustrating, you know, because, you know, as a player, we all want things right now, you know. Instant gratification. We want things to, you know, happen right away. We're impatient. You know, patience is not really a strong asset of a lot of guys, and so especially when you're young. And so it's like for him, you know, his season started in the summer. You know, his season started a lot sooner than our season started, because, you know, that's the mentality. Those are the mind games that you have to get ready for. You know, approaching your rehab like it's a game, like it's an actual game. Being on the court, being in the weight room. You know, when you don't have 20,000 people, right, around you, you don't have your teammates pushing you, you're not in a game or game setting, it's just it's very difficult to simulate. And so, but it's just as important for him to be able to, you know, try to make it back this season to hit his target dates. And then also too, it's frustrating because, you know, you have a way that you want it to go in your mind. He probably wants to come back and be ready for training camp or be ready whatever date it is, you know, and there's a chance that it may not happen. You know, you got good days, you got bad days, and you got to just kind of roll with the punches. So whatever I could share with him, you know, with my journey, you know, we've had a little bit of conversation so far, but you know, I'm sure I'll be talking with him just about whatever I've gone through, whatever maybe could help him and his shoes. But you know, he's definitely just got to put the work, and from everything I've been hearing, he's been doing a great job of doing that.
Of course, the Warriors players are pretty excited to have DeMarcus Cousins on their team. Here's what Steph Curry said about Cousins being his teammate now.
When he comes back, we're obviously going to have a lot of minutes logged in terms of Damian playing center and JB kind of filling in the forward and center spots and rotating those guys through. And then when DeMarcus comes back, we'll obviously have a game plan of how we want to attack those situations, how the rotation will happen and whatnot, and our IQ in terms of being in the right spot and being purposeful about what we do, I think will take over as the season goes on.
That's Steph Curry. Klay Thompson also chatted about Boogie Cousins being a Warrior.
Today was the first time I talked to him, but it's like we haven't missed a beat. I've been his teammate twice with USA Basketball, and I've had great experiences with him, and I'm looking forward to continuing those experiences this year, because it's going to be a long year, and I know he's going to help us get to where we need to go. He's so talented.
Well, before the regular season starts, there's always going to be that discussion about contracts, and Kevin Durant is on a one-year deal again. He seems to like having those one-year contracts.
It's one of those things where you're just confident in your skills and you just kind of want to just take it a year by year. And I think to keep my options open, it was the best thing for me. I could have easily signed a long-term deal, or I could have, but I just wanted to take it a season by season and see where it takes me. And I think this whole year is going to be a fun, exciting year for us all. And I'm looking forward to just focusing on that. And, you know, we'll see what happens after the year.
Klay Thompson also talked about his approach to a contract extension.
I'm perfectly content here. This is just look around the walls and all the art and to see I was a part of this buildup is pretty just what keeps me motivated, keeps me wanting to be a Warrior for my whole career.
Another topic of conversation, of course, is LeBron James being in the same conference as the Warriors now that he has joined the Lakers, and Kevin Durant talked about that.
It's new. I mean, everybody loves something new. I mean, we've been here for just our third year together now, so you guys kind of know who we are and the show of the things. And obviously, we get us having DeMarcus, but I think him not playing early on is taking away a little bit of that allure of us as a team from a media perspective, I guess. But it's the same old story with us, same old personalities, and we are who we are when you walk in here, and just having a whole new team down in Los Angeles, just gutting that whole team out and bringing in, like I said, the biggest face in basketball and sports, obviously that's going to be a sexier story.
That's Kevin Durant. Remember, our first regular season Dubs OT Warriors podcast will happen on October the 16th as the Warriors take on the Oklahoma City Thunder, and we'll be on with you every week. And I'm glad to have Ray Woodson back with me, Joe Castellano, throughout the season. Thanks a lot for listening. And we'll talk to you on October the 16th.